In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Imagine you're the people of Israel. You're standing at the edge of the wilderness on the plains of Moab, and you see hills in the distance. Just on the other side is the land that God has promised, your new home. It's been 40 long years that you've wandered in the desert. Who would have thought it would take this long to get there? But here you are. What goes on in your head as you look behind at all of the years of struggle and ahead to a land that is supposed to be flowing with milk and honey? In the text we read earlier from Deuteronomy, the people are getting ready to enter the promised land. Moses, their leader, has gathered them together in what will be his farewell speech. He's taken them this far, but he doesn't get to go with them in this next step of the journey. His death is near, and with his death comes the end of an era. But before that, before Joshua takes over as the next leader, and before Israel enters the land of the Canaanites, the Amorites, Moses addresses the people. He recounts the 40 years that have led them to this moment. He reviews the covenant between God and Israel, and then he exhorts them to obey the commands in their new land. But our passage comes near the end of Moses' address. Here God is trying to get the Israelites to think about their future through Moses. So God lays out two possible options. God says, "See today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God and holding fast to him." The Israelites are asked to look at their future as a choice between life and death. It's worth noting, though, here that the word for life means more than just physical life. It's life in the fullest sense, and it's meant to encompass happiness, fruitfulness, strength in body, mind, and spirit, thriving in one's personal life and having good relationships. The Israelites are told that for them to have this type of life, they are to love God and obey God's commands. By framing the future in terms of a choice between life and death, God stresses the significance of the moment that they're in. As they look ahead to the promised land, finally within view, they need to think carefully about how their actions will shape the future ahead of them. They need to think about the kind of life they want to have, and then how their response to God is going to determine it. It occurred to me that getting Israel to think carefully about its future might have been especially important because of what happened for the Israelites in the wilderness. After leaving Egypt, the Israelites were a free people. Because of God's miraculous saving action, they were no longer slaves under Pharaoh's rule. But as we know, that period after Egypt wasn't altogether positive. When Moses was on Mount Sinai, the people were unhappy that they didn't have anything to worship, which prompted the golden calf incident, which we know didn't go well. When God fed them manna and quail, they complained that there wasn't enough variety in their diet. And at different times, they would lament about how much better off they were when they lived in Egypt. Even though they were a newly freed people, their time in the wilderness wasn't marked by the joy of freedom. It was spent looking back at what was better about their lives before. The outlook was bitter fearful, and sad. We can even wonder if that wilderness experience turned out the way it did because of the mentality they had while they were in it, not embracing that new future they were in. But now, standing on the plains of Moab, as one chapter ends and a new one begins, they have a choice. There are two possible futures laid out before them. They can choose life or death, prosperity or adversity. Whether they will experience the promised land as a promised land rests on them. Whether or not we know it, many of us, like the Israelites, are about to embark on something new. Fall is often a time of new beginnings for people, whether it's starting school or a new job, new routines maybe. Some people are entering new life stages, having a baby or a grandbaby, moving, retiring for the third or fourth time. It may not even be that we're officially starting something new, but that we want to approach something that we're doing in a new way. Whatever beginning that we're in, it's easy to take for granted its significance and see that our outlook plays a decisive role in how the future plays out. We, like the Israelites, can choose to look at our future through the lenses of life or death. We can be hopeful, expecting that good things will happen, looking for the good in our life and those signs of God's presence wherever they can be found. Or we can be overly critical, looking for things to go wrong and expecting that we're going to be disappointed. We can be committed to seeing our new endeavors through, creatively troubleshooting when things don't go as we plan, choosing to stay strong, focused, and positive. Or we can give up too soon. We can give in to self-pity and complaining and comparing ourselves with others, all of which usually ends up making us feel worse. We can believe in a loving God who has good plans for us, who cares about each of our futures, and who wants to help us get to our promised land. Or we can believe in a God who is angry or indifferent. We can look at our lives through the lenses of life or death, and how we look at our future makes all the difference. Today, I would like us to think about the future that's before us. Where are there new beginnings and new chapters? What does it mean to choose life in the things we're starting up, where our future is still uncertain? We can make a concerted decision ahead of time that says, I don't know what the future holds, but I do know that I'm going to choose to see it through the lenses of life, in my attitude, in my perspective, and in the way I commit. In whatever new things you're starting up this fall, or new life stages you may be entering, or even if it's just the start of a new day, take time to consider the immense possibility that is before you and choose life. Amen.